Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for UFP Industries, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're building a solid long-term portfolio. I'm pumped to dive into this one with you today because there's a lot to unpack about this player in the industrial materials space. Let's break down what makes UFP Industries tick, analyze their recent performance, and run through a full SWOT to see if this stock could be a hidden gem for your investment strategy. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, UFP Industries is a key name in the building materials and packaging sector. They're involved in manufacturing and distributing wood and alternative material products, serving a wide range of markets from construction to industrial packaging. With a solid footprint in the U.S. and a workforce of thousands, they've carved out a niche in an industry that's tied closely to economic cycles and construction trends. Their market cap reflects a mid-sized player with room to grow, and they've been around long enough to weather some storms. Now, let's get into the meat of what's been happening with them lately. Looking at recent news and performance, UFP Industries has been navigating a mixed bag of market conditions. Their stock performance over the past year shows some volatility, decent gains in the longer term, like over 5 years, but shorter windows, like the past month or 3 months, hint at some choppiness compared to the broader industry. This isn't surprising, given the headwinds in construction and housing starts lately, which directly impact their bottom line. On the news front, there's buzz around their strategic moves to expand product lines and optimize operations, which could be a game changer if executed well. Plus, their latest earnings call for Q2 2025 dropped some interesting nuggets. Net sales clocked in at $1.8 billion, though they're seeing a dip compared to last year due to softer demand in key segments. But hold that thought. We'll dig deeper as we go through the SWOT. Let's kick off the core of our analysis with the strengths of UFP Industries. These are the pillars that could make this company a steady bet for long-term investors like us. Strengths: diversified product portfolio. UFP Industries isn't a one-trick pony. They've got their hands in wood products, packaging, and alternative materials, which spreads out risk. If one segment like residential construction slows down, others like industrial packaging can pick up some slack. Solid financial foundation. Looking at their balance sheet, they've got a healthy stash of cash and current assets that outweigh liabilities in the short term. Their current ratio is strong, showing they can cover obligations without breaking a sweat. Plus, retained earnings are robust, signaling they've been profitable over time. Operational efficiency. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up nicely compared to industry peers. This tells me they're not just selling stuff. They're making good money on each sale, which is critical in a cyclical business like this. Consistent cash flow. Free cash flow is a bright spot here. Their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers from recent statements show they're generating cash even after capital expenditures, which means they've got flexibility for reinvestment or dividends. Speaking of which, their dividend yield isn't massive, but it's there, adding a nice kicker for income-focused investors. Now, let's flip the coin and talk about some weaknesses. No company is perfect, and UFP Industries has a few cracks that could trip them up if not addressed. I'm not holding back here because you need the full picture. Weaknesses. Exposure to cyclical markets. Their heavy reliance on construction and housing markets is a double-edged sword. When the economy slows or interest rates spike, demand for their products can tank. The recent dip in net sales from the Q2 2025 earnings call, down from last year, proves this isn't just theoretical. It's happening. Debt levels. While not alarming, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't negligible. They've got some leverage on the books, and in a rising rate environment, servicing that debt could eat into profits if margins get squeezed further. Short-term performance lags. Compared to their industry, UFP's stock performance in the 1 month and 3 month windows is underwhelming. This isn't a deal breaker for long-term holders, but it signals potential sentiment issues or market-specific headwinds that could spook shorter-term players. Limited global reach. From their geographic revenue segments, it's clear most of their business is tied to North America. This lack of diversification in markets could hurt if domestic demand continues to soften, and they're not tapping into faster-growing regions as aggressively as some competitors might. All right, let's shift gears to opportunities. This is where things get exciting, because these are the catalysts that could propel UFP Industries to the next level if they play their cards right. Opportunities. Strategic expansion. Their earnings call highlighted a focus on strategic investments and gaining market share. If they can innovate with new products or push into underserved niches within their sector, there's upside potential. Think sustainable materials or modular construction trends. Those could be gold mines. Industry tailwinds. While short-term construction demand is soft, long-term trends like infrastructure spending or a rebound in housing could lift all boats in this sector. UFP's industry performance over 5 years shows solid growth, and they're positioned to ride that wave if macro conditions improve. Valuation appeal. Their forward PE ratio looks reasonable, not overly stretched compared to industry averages. For value investors, this could signal a buying opportunity if the market has overreacted to short-term weakness. The forward PE range also suggests analysts aren't expecting wild swings, which is comforting for stability seekers. Operational leverage. With strong free cash flow, they've got room to double down on CapEx or acquisitions without stretching the balance sheet too thin. Their recent focus on optimizing operations, as mentioned in the earnings call, could boost margins even further if demand picks up. Now, let's get real about the threats. These are the external and internal risks that could derail UFP Industries if they're not careful. As long-term investors, we've got to keep an eye on these. Threats. Economic sensitivity. I've said it before, but it bears repeating. Their business is tied to economic cycles. A prolonged slowdown or recession could hammer demand for their products, and the Q2 2025 sales dip is a warning sign we can't ignore. Competitive pressure. The building materials space isn't exactly a quiet pond. Competitors could undercut on price or innovate faster, especially if UFP doesn't keep pace with R&D or efficiency gains. Their earnings call mentioned managing market challenges, which hints at this pressure. Raw material costs. Volatility in wood and other input costs can squeeze margins. They've got a decent gross margin now, but if supply chain issues or inflation flare up again, that could change fast. Regulatory risks. Operating in construction and industrial sectors means they're exposed to environmental regulations or policy shifts. Any tightening of rules around sustainable materials or emissions could force costly adjustments if they're not already ahead of the curve. So, where does this leave us with UFP Industries? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. From a long-term perspective, I see a company with a sturdy foundation, strong cash flows, diversified products, and a valuation that doesn't scream overpriced. But, and this is a big but, they're not immune to the broader economic environment. That cyclical exposure is a real concern, especially with recent sales softness. On the flip side, their focus on strategic growth and operational tweaks shows management isn't just sitting on their hands. For me, this stock could be a solid hold or even a cautious buy for those with a high tolerance for market swings, particularly if you believe in a construction rebound over the next few years. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive into UFP Industries. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep building that wealth.